Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and chair of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnati Mirandasya Ganagana Salakya Chaksurun Miritam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadavayam Girati Swaha. We try to start off with something funny, and this isn't that funny, and you've probably all heard it before. But it did fit with our topic. Here goes, for better or worse. Prayer suitable for the workday. Dear Lord, so far today I've done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't complained. I haven't been grumpy, nasty, or selfish. I haven't been frustrated, angry, or impatient. And I'm really glad for that. But in a few minutes, Lord, I'm going to get out of bed. And from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot of help. Amen. Our topic today is you're equipped. Have you ever thought, if I only had more money, I'd be more fulfilled. If I only had a bigger house, I'd be happy. If I had a better personality, if I had more talent, if I knew the right people, then I could accomplish something great. As long as you're feeling lacking, that you don't have enough, that you are shortchanged, you're going to make excuses to settle where you are, not moving forward. How about a change of attitude tonight? I'm equipped. I'm empowered. I'm anointed for this moment. I'm not lacking, shortchanged, or inadequate, missing out, less than. I have everything I need for today. Our message is that Krishna or God equipped you exactly for the season that you're in. You have the talent, resources, connections, and the experience that you need for now. Doesn't mean that's all you're ever going to have. You may need more next month. You may need more next year. And when that time comes, Krishna will send more then. If you keep God first place, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you won't lack any good thing. If you don't have something right now, don't fight it. Don't get discouraged. It means you don't need it right now. I may not have as much as somebody else, my sister, my coworker. That's okay. I'm not competing with them. I'm competing with myself to become the best me that I can be. Take what you have and start making the most of it. But Charu, all I have is this old car. I'm depressed. Have a new attitude and say, this old car is all I need right now. I'm going to show Krishna that I appreciate it by taking good care of it. If I can take good care of this old car, I'm showing God that I'm ready to take care of a new car. I'm passing the test. He's reserved for me what I need when I need it. True, all I have in the world, all I have on this planet of 6 billion people is one friend. Well, that friend is all you need for this season. Don't sit around in self-pity. When you need more friends, then Krishna will send you more friends. All I have is this low-level job. Well, that's all you need right now. When it's time for you to be promoted, nothing will stand against what God has in mind for you. In the meantime, just keep doing your best right where you are. This is an empowering way to live. You're not making excuses. You're not feeling shortchanged. You're thinking better, so you're going to live better. Well, if I just had more money. If you don't have more money right now, it means that you don't need it right now. In the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 22nd verse, Krishna says, to those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. The truth is that Krishna, God, has already lined up the right people, the right opportunities, the right finances, the wisdom, the good breaks, and the protection that you need. That's in your future. As long as you keep honoring God, He'll give you what you need when you need it. Now, here's the real question. Will you trust Him? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Will you keep a good attitude and keep doing your best, even though it's taking longer than you expected and proving more difficult than you thought? If you'll be faithful where you are now, knowing that you have exactly what you need for now, then Krishna will get you to where you're supposed to be. Rick Curry felt called to be a Jesuit priest. As he pursued holy orders, he was told that the priesthood was not open to him. The reason? He had been born without a right hand and a forearm, a handicapping condition that would render him incapable of elevating and breaking the communion bread during Mass. The Jesuits did welcome him as a monk, however. While studying for his PhD at New York University, Brother Curry learned that several of his classmates were supplementing their incomes by acting in television commercials. This was in the old days when you didn't have to be a superstar to act in a commercial. Even an average Joe or Jane could get paid to brush their teeth on national television. Curry was living in New York under a tremendous financial strain. He got approval from his Jesuit superior, scheduled an appointment to audition for a mouthwash commercial. And he thought that he would be wonderful, that he could nail gargling mouthwash on TV. So he arrived, all eager, beaverish, at the agency prepared to audition for the mouthwash commercial. And at first, the receptionist burst out laughing when she saw him. She thought her boyfriend had put him up to it as a joke on her. And when Curry assured her that he was a serious applicant, she said, "Please leave. I couldn't possibly send you upstairs to management. If I did that, I could lose my job." Curry was devastated. He wasn't prepared for the hurt and the anger. Painful as that was, that moment of looking directly into the face of prejudice changed and defined his future life. 2 days later, Brother Curry decided to begin the National Theater Workshop for the Handicapped. That was 60 years ago, and it's still going strong. This theater experience has been transforming the lives of performers and audiences alike. Now, Brother Curry, he said, "Celebrate your differences. Use your imaginations to change the world. Artists," he explained, "have the gift of imagination, and imagination has no physical boundaries. Prophets are like artists, helping us to see what we had been looking at but didn't notice, or you might say, overlooked." Now, Krishna, God, is no poor man. In fact, he's given us everything we need to be sitting here today. Are not our lives blessed at present? Do we not have food? Do we not have families? Do we not have homes to live in? Do we not have money in the bank? Do we not have a nice feast to look forward to downstairs in just a few minutes' time? We have to be grateful, a wonderful second temple under construction in Salt Lake City. God has given us everything we need to get us to this point, not more or less. When we need more, he'll give us more. If you're ever lacking wisdom or favor or finances or protection, God hasn't got a problem with giving you more. The moment that any of what you have becomes insufficient, he'll dole out more. The moment that any lack starts to keep you from your destiny, that's the moment that Krishna will give you what you need. He'll step up, show out, and intervene. If it hasn't happened yet, don't get discouraged, thinking that it's never going to work out. When you need it, it won't be a second too late. When you need a friend, when you need a good break, when you need an idea, bingo, it'll show up. Here's something. That if God gave us more than we needed, then we would never learn to exercise our faith and trust him. We would never learn to lean on him or to count on him. He's situated in our heart. He's closer than a brother. He knows what we need even before we know it. When we came to Utah in 1981, there was only a rundown radio station building and lots of sagebrush over this 15-acre property. There were no Christian devotees in Utah, no real supporters. There were no gathering places. For the first Festival of India that we held 33 Septembers ago, the guests sat on hay bales. If Finally, in 1987, we raised $68,000, and me and two of my friends built that log building, and we had services in there for 14 years. And it was great. The room was adequate for the number of guests that we got in those days. It was a full-length basement where we served out the feast. It was cozy, it was intimate, and it was more than adequate for the number of people that were attending in those days. 1991, this additional 8.5 acres of land became available. We thought, let's build a proper temple in an Indian architectural style. We had $12,000 in the bank when we started excavating this hilltop site for a temple construction. $12,000 for a $1.2 million construction. By the time this site was flattened and excavated and there was a road up to it, we'd spent most of that $12,000. Yet construction went on steadily for 3 years. We never had much money in the bank. We were never flush. But at the end of every month, when we need to come up with $20,000 or $30,000 to cover the bills, it would be there, miraculously. We did cookie sales. We raised money from the Indian community. We sold llamas. Don't even ask me. But when we needed it, it was there. And when we finally opened in 2001, we didn't have most of the domes in place. We had the water, the electricity, we had an occupancy permit, we had permission to bring the public. We had this huge opening in 2001, 5,000 people came. Senator Orrin Hatch flew out from Washington, D.C. Gary Herbert, who was at that time Utah County Commissioner, was one of our speakers. The temple, it was functional, but it didn't look very beautiful. None of the domes were on it. You can look at some of the newspaper articles down there on the bulletin board. And then it took us another 2 or 3 years to finally finish the temple, adding domes one by one. And what we learned throughout this process is that Krishna knows exactly how much we want, and he knows when we need it. He's got us in the palm of his hand. He knows how to get what we need to us. If you don't have something right now, you didn't miss it. You didn't get shortchanged. God didn't forget about you. It just means that you don't need it just now. So don't get discouraged thinking that it's not going to work out. The moment you need a friend, the moment you need a good break, the moment you need an idea, it'll be there. As long as you're honoring him by chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. At the right time, when you need them, the right people will show up. When you need it, the finances will show up. The healing will show up. The restoration, the vindication will find you. Provided that in the meantime, you don't try to rush God. You don't get sour because it didn't come on your timetable. Have the attitude, when I need it, God has promised me it won't come a second too soon, nor will it come a second too late. I wonder how many times and in how many people God's put a dream inside of them that they're going to rise higher. They're going to see their marriage restored. They're going to get healthy again. They're going to start that mission. They feel it strongly, but then we start looking at what we don't have, the way we were raised, the obstacles in our path, and before you know it, we're talking ourselves out of our dreams. I can't do anything great. I don't have the talent. My marriage is too far gone. The medical report is too bad. No one is interested in helping me. The problem is that you're looking with a limited perspective. We serve a supernatural God. He can take something that's ordinary, breathe on it, and turn it into something extraordinary. You may have average talent, but when Krishna breathes on your life, you'll go further than people who have more talent than you. When Prabhupada, our spiritual master, came to America in 1965, he was already 70 years old. His youth was gone. His best health was gone. He had $7 worth of rupees, no friends, no place to stay, but he was bold. He was confident. Why? Inside of an ordinary, battered metal traveling case, he had weapons of mass instruction. That's right. Looked like an ordinary metal case. You see them stacked 10, 20 high. on street corner shops everywhere in India. But inside, he had several copies of the first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the absolute truth. The printing was crude. There were grammatical mistakes. The binding was awful. The cover was not glossy like the bestsellers. But inside the Bhagavatam itself, this message was written by the original sage Vyasadeva 5,000 years ago. Quote, "That literature which is full of the descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, form, pastimes of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest." Elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, it says of the literature itself, "This Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, and so on. Persons who have lost their vision because of the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali will get light from this literature." For the first time in the history of the Western world, God is presented explicitly, clearly, his name, his address, who his friends are, where he lives. Prabhupada used to quip, "We can even give you his phone number." First time reminds me of a story. Teacher in art class had asked all the little kids to draw whatever they wanted. She came around to this one little girl. She said, "What are you drawing, honey?" She said, "I'm drawing God." She said, "You can't draw God. Nobody knows what God looks like." She says, "They will in a minute." What a blessing. What a boon. Talk about God, 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 God. But who knows what God looks like? Who knows who he is? Just like you can talk about the president. You're not really talking about the person, but you're talking about the position. We know the president lives in the White House. He has his own plane. The license plate on his limousine says US-1. None of that tells us about the person who is the president. For the first time, Catholics, Hindus, Mormons, Jews, Muslims, any sincere truth seeker can know who is God without any doubt, without any ambiguity. Of course, if you don't want to, that's another thing. Prabhupada said, "It's more difficult to wake up someone who's pretending to be asleep than it is to wake up someone who's actually asleep." The full description, authorized description of God is there for those who in fact want to know God, and knowing him, learn to love him with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind. It's sitting right here. That knowledge is available. No one has to search anymore. Don't underestimate what you have already readily at hand. It may look ordinary or insignificant. Compared to what you're facing, perhaps it seems utterly hopeless. But when Krishna breathes on your life, the odds dramatically change. You and Krishna are a majority. He can open doors that should never have opened in the natural. He can take you beyond where your talents and education say you should be. He can make a way where you don't see a way. Now, it's not enough to have faith in God. That's important. But you have to have faith in what God has given you. You are not lacking. You are not shortchanged. You are not at a disadvantage. The creator of the universe is breathing in your direction. That's the same breath that created millions and millions of universes out of nothing. He's breathing on your health. He's breathing on your marriage, breathing on your finances, breathing on your mission. If you'll simply be confident in what God has given you, he can take what looks like little and make it into much. Scripture says, "Do not despise the day of small beginnings." In other words, don't look at what you have and say, "I don't have a lot of talent, I can't do anything great." Don't think a case full of badly printed books is not good enough. "I need a warehouse, beautifully published literature." A low-level job? Ha! I wanted to be in management. Second-hand car with 20,000 miles on it? I'd like to drive a new car off the lot. What use is a rundown radio station and building, bales of hay for seats? "I need a brand new temple and 15 acres of land." Our message is to you, be patient. It's on the way. What Krishna has now given you may seem small, but don't let that fool you. When you use what you have, Krishna will multiply it. You will see an explosion of his goodness. Well, true. I believe I could do something great if I had more in me, if I had more talent, more friends, more money. Get rid of the I don't have enough mentality. God controls the entire universe. That's the better thought you need. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's saying, look around. Give me what you have. Don't make excuses. Don't sit in the sidelines of life feeling intimidated. Put your life, put your goals, put your dreams onto the altar. Put it in my hands. Krishna took one battered case of badly published books and multiplied them. Modern editions of these same books have found their way all over the globe, into millions of homes on every continent and in every language. The publishing arm, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, recent statistics, they've distributed 500 million books in 80 languages and changed tens of thousands of lives. Another example, Mary Bethune. She was born in South Carolina in 1875, the 15th of 17 children. Her parents were former slaves, and despite all the odds, she went to college. She was a straight-A student. She'd always dreamed of teaching young children. She graduated from college and applied to be a missionary in Africa. For some reason, she was turned down. But instead of sitting around and thinking about how badly life was treating her, she had the attitude, I didn't get that position, I must not have needed it. If it was going to keep me from my destiny, God would never have allowed it. She decided to start her own school. She didn't have any money, building, supplies, equipment. She used cardboard boxes for desks. Every day she would pick red berries and drain the juice out of them that the students could use it as ink for their pens. She said, I plunged into the job of creating something from nothing. Though I hadn't a penny, I considered cash money as the smallest of my resources. I had faith in a living God, faith in myself, and a desire to serve. A few years later, a local college noticed what was happening and asked her to join forces with them in what became known as the Bethune-Cookman College. In 1936, President Franklin Roosevelt appointed her as the director of the Division of Negro Affairs and an advisor to his cabinet on black employment, education, and civil rights. She was the first woman to ever become a presidential advisor. What are we saying? What you have may seem small, but don't dismiss it. If you'll use what Krishna has given you, he will multiply it. He will not only bring your dreams to pass, he'll do more than you could ask or think. Well, true, I don't have a lot of resources, talent, or money. Maybe not, but do you have some red berries? Do you have some cardboard boxes? Do you have a rundown old building? Do you have some bales of hay? Krishna says, to those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they come to me. If you use what Krishna has given you, he will multiply your talent, multiply your influence. God is not into addition. God is into multiplication. What you have today may seem small, but if you keep honoring him, it's not going to stay small. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're going to come into supernatural increase, good breaks, divine connections, and opportunities that you've never seen before. Now here's the key. It's okay that you may not have as much as a family member, co-worker, or a friend. You're not running their race. You're running your race. In fact, if Krishna gave you what they have, it wouldn't help you. You're not anointed to be them. You're anointed to be you. Don't try to be like somebody else. I wish I had their looks. I wish I had their talent. I wish I had their personality. Hey, if you did, it would hinder you. Why? It wasn't designed for you. You're unique, one of a kind. You're wearing a designer body, mind, and spirit. What you have may not be as much as what somebody else has, but if you'll run your race, walk in your shoes, use what God has given you, you'll go further than people who have more talent and resources. You're custom made for your mission. Not random, no. Krishna matched you for your world. He put in you exactly what you need to fulfill his plan for your life. Once in Australia, a number of devotees, this is in the 80s, my wife and I joined in Australia, a number of devotees were downtown Melbourne selling books. We didn't know it at the time, but there was a television camera crew doing live man-on-the-street interviews on diet and nutrition. Now, there were a lot of experienced devotees out that day. Were easy to spot, after all. Many had been on TV and had public speaking opportunities before. If the camera crews had approached them, they could have argued vegetarianism with convincing reason and examples. But unknown to us, the camera randomly approached our very newest member who had only joined a few days before. He didn't have any experience, didn't know any of the arguments or counterarguments. They asked him, why was he a vegetarian? He spontaneously blurted out, in my new religion, if I even touch the body of a dead animal, I would have to immediately take a shower. I don't know what I have to do if I put it in my mouth. The ratings on that TV show went through the roof. For a couple of days in Melbourne, everybody was talking about the Sparky Hare Krishna. Attendance at the following Sunday's feast was three times the normal. You have to be confident in being who Krishna made you to be. You're not too short, not too tall, not too old, not too young. You're the right height, the right age, the right nationality. You have the right personality. You've been custom made by the creator of millions and millions of universes. Now put your shoulders back and hold your head high. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're not lacking. You're not at a disadvantage. You have exactly what you need for where you are. Krishna has equipped you perfectly for the season that you're in. Get up every morning and remind yourself, I have enough. I have the strength. I have the personality. I have the talents, knowledge, and resources I need for today. If you'll do that, because your trust is abiding in the Lord, you'll never lack any good thing. Krishna is going to take the small and turn it into much. He's going to multiply what you have and take you to places you've never dreamed possible in this life and in the next life, back to home, back to Godhead. Thank you so much for your kind attention. And if you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.